local, newsworthy topics affecting the community. Join our host, Logan Bajet, live at KJDY Studios for Coffee Time right now.
Yeah, here we are on Coffee Time with Dr. Davida Irving of our Dayville School District. Superintendent Dr. Davida Irving, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. And thank you for coming into the show. It's nice and sunny out there. Was it a good drive, as usual?
It was very, very nice.
Good.
Certainly no traffic.
That's always nice.
No deer or anything crossing the road.
And so no wildlife traffic either.
No, I was looking for some wild turkeys, but I didn't see any.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, good. Well, good to have you in here. Probably starting to wrap things up a little bit at Dayville.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we have our graduation, our high school graduation on June 3rd.
Okay.
And our students have their last day on June 7th.
Oof.
The teachers wrap up on June 8th. And then everyone, except me, is off for the summer break.
Of course, yeah. Probably plenty of work for you to do over the summer.
Yes, that's what I do, all the catch up and plan for the next year. So.
Sure, sure. And that's probably nice to be able to kind of grind things out and lay it all out and get that work done.
And since I'll be coming to the end of my very first year, it will really give me some time to reflect.
Good.
As to what I feel we've accomplished, what I'd like to accomplish next year, and make plans.
Nice. Well, good. Well, talking about all of that, let's talk about staff for a second. A lot of times this time of the year, we're starting to look for more teachers and more, positions to be filled. Do you have any openings there at Dayville?
Oh, we absolutely do. And I welcome anybody in the area or as far away as you want to be to come and check on our openings.
Good.
We are very much hoping to find a full-time math teacher. And we would love to find a facilities coordinator. We have been without one since March 7th. And so everybody's pitched in and we're all making things work. We've had to outsource a lot of the work.
Sure.
We would love somebody to come aboard and help us.
Oh, good.
We're also looking for a head cook to run a cafeteria. Also, we are without a head cook at the moment, and everyone's pitching in, including myself. There's many an afternoon I've spent getting the dishes washed and everything else. But as I said, it's not just me. Just about everyone will stick their head in and say, what can we do to help?
Wow.
But we'd love to have somebody join us.
Good,
And I think they'd enjoy it.
Yeah, well, that sounds like that would be a lot of fun to do.
Always looking for bus drivers.
Okay, yeah.
That's always a need. Mm-hmm. And any custodians, doesn't have to be full-time. We'd love somebody, even if they'd like to come part-time.
Mm-hmm. Good. So. Well, awesome. And I remember one of the times you were in here on the show, you were exploring the idea of bringing in some more housing for staff members and things. Has that come any more into fruition?
Well, we are still hoping, as many of the other districts in the county, hoping to get some grant money from Wren. What they are hoping to award us is probably a portable house or portable housing. We already have the space. We have a building on the space, which is actually on the campus, which we are ready to take down.
I see.
We've got electricity. We've got water. It's ready for a portable house to just be brought in and set up. And we've already filled out the applications. We've asked the appropriate questions. And now we're just hoping that Wren will look at us kindly and generously because we're ready for the housing. We need it for both prospective teachers and staff. It's very hard to find housing in our area. So if we have that available, it will make us more of a desirable school district, and hopefully people will like to come to Dayville and work with us. As I can vouch for it, it is quite an adventure.
Yeah, and I bet, and that's great that you're expanding those opportunities, because I mean, you know, excellent opportunities at Dayville School, but where are you going to live?
That's
so,
right.
So there we are. Good. And so keep us updated on that.
Oh, I will. Good. Well, of course.
All right. Well, that's exciting stuff. And so, and I also remember you talking about a modular building classroom that may be coming in. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yes. In fact, I would say the excitement is mounting. It is really happening. Actually, there are two large modular buildings with two classrooms in each building, mm-hmm. with a bathroom in each. And they are coming from Salem Kaiser. We did purchase them from Salem Kaiser School District.
Wow.
They will be picked up on June 24th and brought to Dayville School. In the meantime, we already have the site preparation. It should be starting any day now.
Nice.
We'll be placed behind our current elementary school building and close to our gym.
Mm-hmm.
And we've cleared the area again in anticipation. Anything that we could get out of the way, we have.
Awesome.
And it will open up so many opportunities for our students.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a very large school.
Mm-hmm.
We still like to offer our students as much as we can. And we'll be able to have our own music room, a weight room. We are thinking about changing moving one of another class into it.
Ah.
And believe it or not, we probably already have each classroom filled.
already
everybody, and everybody would like to. And I said, we haven't decided exactly who's going to go in, except for the music and the weights. That's definite. But that gives us two more.
Wow.
And we do have a lot of thoughts. And we share our opinions all the time. When I say we, the teachers, the staff, the board members, community members, we welcome everybody's thoughts. And we'll take them together, and then we'll pick the best choices for the classrooms.
Yeah.
So it is very exciting. I would say by the first week in July, a drive up the hill would be very much encouraged.
They may
not be finished in the inside, but by the outside should be pretty much underway.
Okay.
We've made some wonderful beautification choices.
Mm.
Again, coming up the hill, we've been working on the landscape. And it's looking pretty good.
Ooh, all right. Well, I'll be excited to take a drive up there this summer and check it all out and watch the progress as it all comes together.
And, of course, stop in. We'd love to show you both the inside and the outside of our school district.
Oh, will do. Good deal. All right. Well, let's pause here for a couple of minutes, Dr. Irving. We'll take a break for our sponsors and be right back here talking about Dayville School District on Coffee Time.
Get in on Ed Stobenson's flash sale on remaining Rinnai products. All in-stock Rinnai on-demand water heaters and wall furnaces are 10% over cost. A Rinnai RU199 water heater, regularly $2,479, while they last, just $1,534. In wall furnaces, a Rinnai EX38, only $1,875. Save over $1,200. Other models at even lower prices. Don't miss this flash sale. All Rinnai products are 10% over cost. Hurry in. Limited stock on hand at Ed Stobenson's in Canyon City.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to cityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on the city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to cityofjohnday.com. That's cityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is available there too. That's cityofjohnday.com.
Save during the May sale at Miller's Home Center. Grab this month's flyer at the front door and save. Save $4 on a 16-ounce hummingbird feeder for $14.97. Need a bird bath? Save 30% on a pedestal bird bath for $29.97. Save 43% on a soaker ring for $9.97. And take $13 off the Best Garden 50-foot contractor hose for $39.97. Grab a TNAX poly garden fence for $15.97. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Share your vision of Grant County with the world. Enter the Grant County Chamber of Commerce Photo Contest. Categories include wildlife, landscapes, local activities, and seasons. To enter, just post your high-resolution photos to the Chamber's Instagram or Facebook pages. A winner in each category will receive $250 in Grant County greenbacks. Deadline to enter is June 2nd. Submit your photos today on the Chamber's Facebook or Instagram pages. Talent release forms required from anyone shown in a photo.
And now, more Coffee Time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
All right, and we're back here with Dr. Davita Irving, our Dayville school district principal here, and just talking about things, wrapping things up for the school year. And we were talking about staff earlier, and like you mentioned, a lot of folks wear a lot of hats at Dayville. And when we were just talking off the mic earlier, maybe we could mention a few of those staff members and folks and just give them some shout outs for all that they do, because it takes a lot to run our small Dayville school.
All right, well, let me give it a shot. Hopefully I won't forget anybody. But I'd like to start with our youngest students. Our daycare center is run by Emma Vallade. She's been with us for quite a few years, and she is just a sensational educator. Works with our children from as early as zero.
Wow.
Through 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Once a child turns six, they're too old for our daycare center.
I see. Okay.
And we have parents who bring their children for a couple of hours a day, certain days of the week. Some children are there all day long. Mm-hmm. Some children come there before preschool and after preschool. Oh. There are children of our teachers, our staff, and also our community members.
Wow.
So it's become quite popular, and I think it's one of the few daycare centers in the county
Sure.
that's been open for as long as we are, and it's a wonderful way to prepare our little ones to go right into our preschool
Yeah.
and then right into our regular school. We're all on the same campus. We all take care of each other, and it really is a very nice school family, and our kids start almost from when they were born.
Sure,
right
yeah.
after.
Well, good. Well, thank you for that shout-out.
And then right after our daycare, we go into our preschool, which has also been around for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we were very fortunate to get a Preschool Promise grant that has given us the ability financially to revamp our program. We've purchased a new curriculum specifically for the preschool. We have Greg Pinkle, who is our lead teacher, and our preschool teaching assistant, who is Trina Winters.
Mm.
They both do such a wonderful job with our students. Where some people may say, well, what do you do in preschool? Play? Play is a very, very important part of preschool. Our children do learn through play.
Good.
But we have a curriculum that works on all areas. And these past 2 weeks, Dayville put together a workshop for preschool educators.
Mm-hmm.
We brought in a consultant to specifically work on the curriculum we're using and how we run our preschool program. We invited teachers from Prairie City, from Long Creek, from Monument, and from some of the private preschool programs, mm-hmm. both in John Day and other parts mm-hmm. of the mm-hmm. county. And they came, and we offered it. They came for 6.5 hours, and we offered them lunch. My real reason for including the other districts in educators is I think it's very important, since we are all so small, that our preschool educators know the educators in other areas, to share what we're doing right, when we don't know how to do something, to be able to reach out and say, well, what are you doing when this happens or this doesn't happen? And it really was quite successful.
Good.
Now we know each other. We put together a list of phone numbers and emails, and we're going to continue to do a lot of our professional development together. It's a good way to learn with each other and from each other.
Yeah.
And then once our kids finish preschool, they go into our kindergarten class, of course. Now, there's no such thing in a school the size of Dayville to say just kindergarten. We have kindergarten, first, and second grade.
Nice.
All in the same classroom. And Shiloh Fretwell is the teacher of everything, and particularly of our kindergarten, first, and second grade. And she has the help of Debbie Waltenberg and Hannah Barker as paraprofessionals.
Awesome.
So someone just needs to walk by that room and see the smiles and the activity and the beautiful work displayed both on the walls and just verbally.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing what the kids say, what they do, and watching them concentrate. K through 2 is a really lovely opportunity for kids.
Oh, good. Shout out to Ms. Fretwell.
Yes. And then, of course, once they finish second grade, they go into third grade, which isn't just third grade. Uh-huh, it's third and fourth grade, and we have Carrie Sullivan,
ooh,
who is also one of the finest teachers I have ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is she loved by the students, but by the parents and everybody. And she keeps the kids on their toes, both with technology, hands-on, and there isn't a subject she can't have the students excel in.
Wow.
And she also does that with the help of Aspen Riggs, mm-hmm, as our paraprofessional who works with her.
Mm.
And then, of course, don't want to forget the volunteers in Carrie Sullivan's class. We have Gina Fisher and Savannah Martin, who both spend time in there providing support for the students and for the teacher and for the paraprofessional.
All right.
You can never have too many volunteers.
Excellent. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And then, of course, where would you go after fourth grade? Fifth grade. Mm-hmm. Is it just fifth grade?
No.
Of course not. So our kids go into the fifth and sixth grade,
okay,
and they have Emily Larson as their teacher. And while she is teaching fifth and sixth grade this year, she is also one of our math teachers as well.
Oh, wow. For high school?
Well, she teaches our foundational math courses.
Oh, I see.
She didn't teach it this year. She concentrated in fifth and sixth grade, mm-hmm, but we're hoping to have her teach some of our math classes next year.
Nice.
So she also wears many, many different hats.
Oh, good.
And she does have Savannah Martin go in as a volunteer as well.
Okay.
And again, volunteers, volunteers, volunteers.
You gotta love
it. We can't do a good job without you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to stop there? Should I keep going?
You know what? This is an excellent place to take a break. Thank you. And we still have a few to go over.
Oh,
so
yes. Oh,
we'll
yes.
be back right in 2 minutes with our Dr. Davida Irving. Let's hear from our sponsors.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to cityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on the city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to cityofjohnday.com. That's cityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is available there too. That's cityofjohnday.com.
Grand County Chamber of Commerce supports the local economy and its businesses. You can too. Stop by the Chamber of Commerce office and purchase Grand County greenbacks. Available in several denominations, greenbacks spend just like cash at Chamber member businesses. They make great gifts, bonuses, even contest prizes, and more. The best part? You'll keep Grand County dollars in Grand County. Give Grand County greenbacks. Purchase yours at Grand County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day.
Save during the May sale at Miller's Home Center. Grab this month's flyer at the front door and save. Find a Camco Marine and RV water filter for $21.49. Get a 15-pack of Camco tank and toilet bowl cleaners for $11.99. Help get those RVs ready for camping with Camco RV wash and wax for $7.99 and Camco clip-on towing mirrors for just $19.99. Save on a 2-pack of sliding ratchet straps for just $27.99. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Ed Staub & Sons is more than just fuel, oil, and propane. Josh here. See us for shop supplies and lubricants, too. Spring savings include WD-40 in the 12-ounce Smart Straw can, only $11.15. Save over $2. 14-ounce Mag 1 brake cleaner, regularly $5.43, now just $3.84 each. And Scott Shop Towels are great for big messes. A box of 200 towels is regularly $24, now just $20.38. Hurry in. These spring savings end May 30th. Ed Staub & Sons in Canyon City. More than just fuel, oil, and propane.
And now, more coffee time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet.
And we're back here with Dr. Davida Irving, and we're talking about the staff and the overall kind of how you're put together there at Dayville School District. I'm really enjoying this visit. I believe we were going into seventh grade when we took a break.
Yes.
Okay.
So when we leave the sixth grade, our kids go right into our junior high, which is 7th and 8th grade, and they are with the high school students in terms of buildings, etc.,
okay.
And we share the same teachers. So what I'm going to do is just share our different teachers and, again, how many different hats they wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to start with our music, math, and science teacher.
Oh, wow.
And that is Cheyenne Winters. And again, we're very fortunate to have her. This is her first year with us, although she is an experienced teacher. She came to us with a number of years of experience.
Wow.
And we're going to hold on to her and not let her go.
Good.
Because
yeah.
She teaches our science classes to both the junior high and high school students.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She also teaches some of our math classes.
Wow.
And music.
Wow.
And she teaches music kindergarten through 12th grade.
Oh my gosh.
So sometimes I wonder how she spreads herself. I would say so thin, but she does it with grace and patience, and we're really very, very proud of her.
Well, good.
And then, of course, she also has the help of Aspen Riggs in her math and science classes for our junior high school classes.
Nice.
And then we have Sydney Thompson, who you met a visit or two ago.
Yes.
She is our English teacher. She teaches our 7th and 8th grade classes, 9th and 10th, and 11th and 12th. But, of course, that's not all she does.
Oh, of course not.
She teaches our journalism class, our yearbook class, our Spanish 2 class, and pretty much anything else that we ask her to do. And we don't even have to ask her to do it. When she sees there's a need, she just jumps right in.
She's a champ.
Okay. Yes, she is. And then we'll move on to Justin Larson, who is our social studies teacher. And he teaches basically the high school social studies.
Mm-hmm.
He's also our PE teacher, kindergarten through 12th grade.
Oh, wow.
So he touches every single child, and he teaches health for the kids in high school.
Wow.
And again, those are the academic hats that he wears.
Okay.
And I don't mean to leave out for the others. Pretty much every teacher coaches. They're an advisor to a certain grade or group of grades. And again, do whatever needs to be done at any time.
Wow.
And we don't want to forget Tiffany Schmatica.
Oh, yes.
She is our special education teacher and director.
Mm-hmm.
She is our English as second language teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she also teaches our junior high social studies class. She teaches two math classes for us.
Wow.
Not finished.
Oh, man.
She's our athletic director. And when I am out of the office, such as today, she also is one of our administrators. She's a head teacher, and she covers for me when I'm not there. So I can literally go to a meeting and know that our school is in great care.
Wow.
And I just need to jump back because Shiloh Fredwell, mm-hmm. kindergarten first mm-hmm. and second, is also one of our lead teachers.
Wow.
And she's also an administrator when I'm not there. So it's either Shiloh or Tiffany. We usually work it out. They're gaining some wonderful experience. And when I first started to leave, I would think, uh-oh, it was like a parent leaving a child for their first time. I have no worries whatsoever. I know the school is in excellent care.
Good.
And I don't want to forget Brandon Thompson. Mm. He is our shop and welding teacher. And another person who helps out every way he can. Without a facilities coordinator, he's usually my go-to person.
Uh-huh.
Who do I call for this? Where do I go for that?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you recommend? Can you help us?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's always there doing that. Don't want to forget our cafeteria. Miss Savannah, Miss Lindy, Miss Shelley. They work together as a team, making sure the kids have breakfast, lunch. They do the prep. They do the setup. They do the cleanup with a smile, with grace. The kids love them. I love them. We couldn't be running the cafeteria right now without their support. And I don't want to forget Debbie Winters, who's our custodian,
mm-hmm.
our only custodian. So you can imagine what her days look like.
That's a job.
Always there, helping, offering to do whatever a teacher needs,
sure.
make sure that our school is the way we want it to be.
Awesome.
From the moment that children arrive to when they leave.
Good.
And Lori Smith,
mm-hmm.
our true jack of all trades, runs the front office, is the registrar, secretary, nutritional specialist,
wow.
tech coordinator, testing coordinator, and I'm sure I am forgetting many other duties.
And my point of contact in the newsroom.
All right, perfect, yes, yes. And again, another person who I don't know if she ever sleeps or if she ever goes home.
Right.
Because she's there when I get there and she's there when I leave at
wow.
night. And Jody Winkleman, who was retired and came back, and thank goodness she has. I call her our historian.
Good.
She went to school in Dayville.
Yeah.
She's still in Dayville. Her children went to school in Dayville. And she is our financial advisor, and she works hand-in-hand with Emma Winkleman. In case you notice, Jody Winkleman, Emma Winkleman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mother and daughter.
Emma is our business manager, and she and Jody is our connection.
Ah.
And so I hope I didn't forget anybody. And if I did, I apologize, and I'll make sure that I mention them next time. And, of course, our school board members.
Absolutely.
We couldn't function the way we do without them. So well, thank you all. I know I'm running over, but I did want to thank everybody for the hard work and the dedication.
Well, perfect. And thank you for those shout-outs. It's excellent to get that out there, and that paints a great picture of our Dayville school. This will be awesome heading into next year. And, again, you do have positions open. Get a hold of you if folks are interested, and you can point them in the right direction.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Davida Irving, for coming on the show today. And everyone else, keep it tuned to KJDY. We'll take our final break and take it out from here. You've had it on Coffee Time.
Share your vision of Grant County with the world. Enter the Grant County Chamber of Commerce Photo Contest. Categories include wildlife, landscapes, local activities, and seasons. To enter, just post your high-resolution photos to the Chamber's Instagram or Facebook pages. A winner in each category will receive $250 in Grant County greenbacks. Deadline to enter is June 2nd. Submit your photos today on the Chamber's Facebook or Instagram pages. Talent release forms required from anyone shown in a photo.
Get in on Ed Stavinson's flash sale on remaining Rinnai products. All in stock Rinnai on-demand water heaters and wall furnaces are 10% over cost. A Rinnai RU199 water heater, regularly $2,479, while they last, just $1,534. In wall furnaces, a Rinnai EX38, only $1,875. Save over $1,200. Other models at even lower prices. Don't miss this flash sale. All Rinnai products are 10% over cost. Hurry in. Limited stock on hand at Ed Stavinson's in Canyon City.
The City of John Day wants you informed. Did you know that if you log on to cityofjohnday.com, you'll find key links to guide you to information on forms and permits, current info on the city projects happening around you, plus ways to pay your city bill online? It's easy. Just log on to cityofjohnday.com. That's cityofjohnday.com. Want to know when city council meetings are happening? Planning commission hearings? All that information is available there too. That's cityofjohnday.com.
Save during the May sale at Miller's Home Center. Grab this month's flyer at the front door and save. Buy a Husqvarna 455 Rancher 20-inch two-cycle gas chainsaw for $529.99. Get a Makita 18-volt LXT lithium-ion brushless 6.5-inch cordless circular saw, bare tool for just $199.97. Save 50% on a steel garden cultivator for $19.97. Shop Miller's Home Center in LeGrand and Baker City, bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
And now, more coffee time on KJDY. Here's Logan Bajet. This concludes our episode of Coffee Time. Views or opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of KJDY, Elkhorn Media Group, or our sponsors.
94.5 FM, 1400 AM, KJDY, Canyon City, John Day, Elkhorn Media Group stations.